revival. Mullet didn't come back. Right? Everyone was like, you know what you did. You don't get to return. You're ruining our good name. So think about it. You would, some of these young offenders would probably be turned off by the idea of being sat down to 600 hours mullet, right? And it's not just, yeah, that's right, we're always right. It's not just the mullet, we could work on a sliding scale, right? So for minor offences, you'd probably just get a rat tail, like, you know, whatever. Great. I feel like you're all nice and warm now. I'm going to welcome to the stage my co-host, Mr. Maliata. Give him a hand. Make him feel welcome. Hey.
What's that?
See how they didn't laugh?
I thought that was cute. I really did.
All right.
You don't deserve a
single. You do. No, so we're going to, for anyone who's not sure, we'll talk you through the concept of what's going on here. So we run a podcast that's called Just for Funny. It is our way of introducing people to comedians that we think that they should know. So what we've done here is we've collected a couple of comedians from the local scene, people doing festival shows, people sort of who are just generally good performers that we are really appreciative of their work, and we brought them out here for you tonight. So over the course of the evening, you'll get to see a couple of comics, they'll do some material for you, and we'll have a bit of a chat with them. It should be fun.
All good?
All good, yeah, we're on. We're on.
Now we've loosely been having themes, very loosely.
Very loosely.
So let's see tonight's very loose thing.
It's names. Names. So the general thing is names. Tentatively titled, What's in a Name? Obviously, that's Shakespeare's quote, What's in a Name? Which, to be fair, no, I moved it so that I wasn't talking into...
You subconsciously covered my hole. Okay, so weekly, they've been moving this hole around the stage, and there's a hole in the stage. Movie, and I'm always like, hey, look, the mic fits perfectly, and there it is. Great guy, great guy. And he just like, oh, he's not doing that again. I see how it is.
Good.
Well, guess what?
Good.
Still stuck it in, right?
Yeah, you did.
Things I've said too many times. Go on. The theme is names.
Theme is names. So, Shakespeare's famous quote, as I said, what's in a name? But to be fair, Shakespeare lived at a time before people named their children Destiny, so I feel like that quote is now defunct. But I shit you not, guys, I shit you not, I have met a child whose name was Destiny. Her younger brother, I didn't catch his name, but he had a blonde rat tail, and I'm just... I could try not to be too judgmental, but sometimes they judge themselves pretty. Like, I just pity anyone who has to dip into that gene pool, you know? It's just, it's really sad.
I feel so perpetual.
Right?
Destiny's Child.
Destiny's Child, is it? It's a big name to live up to.
That is what you man at home, you know what I mean? No one does.
Cool. So I did some looking into some names. A lot of the diseases that we have, a lot of mental diseases that come from the naming from the Greek gods, like narcissism, Oedipal syndrome. I found out that Oedipus means small foot, which is a fun fact for you all to take to your next party.
No.
Sometimes it's just straight up facts. Because you know what they say about people with small feet? They often kill their father and fuck their mother. Yeah. I just like to think, like after I found that out, I just like to think that that's where the phrase, he really put his foot into it, came from. Yes. I'm back in a clap. Yes. Thanks, guys. So I'm Matt. That's my name, which was the most... No, I actually haven't introduced myself. But it was the most popular boy's name the year that I was born, right? And throughout my entire life, that's been a constant burden. At one job, I worked with six Matts. When I was in grade 5, there was three Matts in my class. Two of us were Matt H, so we couldn't even go to Matt H. That it's just a horrible burden. So I just want, like, if I ever become famous, which maybe, I just don't want anyone to name their children for me. I cannot do that to another generation of young boys. Just fucking come up with something, because like it's clearly not very creative. Like, my parents gave me that name, which is it's only good for one reason. Like, so if they give me the old, if all your friends were jumping off a cliff, would you do it too? I could be like, well, if all the people were naming their son that, would you? Yeah, it runs in the family. So yes, I would. Cool.
What does it mean? What does that mean? Did you work that out?
Yeah. Matt means, well, it's translation, because every name has any meaning. Matt means gift of God, only because Matthew, St. Matthew, the first book of the Bible, all that sort of stuff, old Hebrew name. But we're not just talking about names, and like, because names, as in people's names, are fun, but businesses get really fun with their names as well, so I want to go through, I'll go a few things. Oh, actually, just one more fun fact for you. The Mafia, because we know it as the Mafia now, but prior to the FBI coming up with that's what the FBI called the Mafia. They didn't have a name for it, because obviously names are categories for other people to quickly identify things, like, if you met someone named Trent, you would know they were junkie, right? That's just a nice identifier. You're just like, gotcha. So the Mafia was created for them, but they just called it this thing of ours. That was just their little, I don't know what the Italian is for that. But I'm gonna play a little game with you guys. Okay, I googled some business pun names. I'm gonna see if you can tell me what sort of business it is. It's a little bit of audience interaction. Don't be scared, guys, I won't hurt you. So, yeah. That's why I stepped in front of him. So we've got Jack. Jack the Stripper.
Yes.
Which is a great title, a great name. Can anyone guess what that business is?
Paint stripping.
No, it's wood stripping. So, like, I guess they would strip paint at some point, but I just feel like it's not... Like, it doesn't, it's too, it's like a bad pun name because it's not clear enough.
Yeah, I get it. What do they do? What
yeah. Do? There was one called Stiff Nipples. Does anyone want to take a guess at what they do? No, no one wants to guess. It's an air conditioning service. So when you have that information, that's hilarious. Prior to that, it's a bit racy. This is just, I'm not going to make you guess because it's in the title, but it's just really bad. These places call themselves the Golden Shower Restaurant. Yeah. That's, show me how much people watch porn in the room. A couple people going, I don't know what that means, and backing away quietly. There's a place called Hotel Cunts, which is spelled with a K. They're a restaurant. It's in the name.
Oh, they're just called?
They're called the Golden Shower Restaurant.
There's nothing about them that's showery.
Or golden. Weird, yeah? Yeah. Floaters.
Like, you know, I don't want to be urinated on if I'm
in. Yeah. Well, you pay extra for that service.
Cheated.
You sit in the back.
They're like a lemon chicken and lay it on me.
Anyone want to take a stab at what floaters is? it is a balloon and craft service. Right? The Codfather. You probably guess. Fish and chips, yes. We all know the athlete's foot, obviously, but that's just, oh, guys, it's a disease.
That's all I just thought of.
Yeah.
That's not good marketing.
No. I mean, everyone's...
You like that?
Everyone's heard of it, but for the wrong reasons. Oh, and this last one that I'll get you guys to guess is called Hand Job. Anyone want to take a stab at what they do? No, but it's a good guess. It's a great guess. They're a nail and spa. Yeah, it's like a nail place. Oh. Yeah. Hand job.
Is that what goes on there, ladies?
It's out the back. So I got a list of actually ones that I thought were good names. I'm just running past you. Public Hair, which is a hairdresser's. Yeah. Yeah, that was fun. The Merchant of Tennis. I like that one. That was my favorite. A Brood Awakening. It's a coffee shop. It took you a second for me to get what that was. Rude Awakening, Brood Awakening. Roman world.
Well, because I thought you meant like rude.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Peking In, which is a restaurant. Yeah. Some of these are creepers. Pizza My Heart.
Yeah.
I always used to think that was the lyric.
So far, so good.
That's good stuff.
This is one of the better ones. Best Little Hair House in Denver.
Yeah.
There's about three people in the room who know that. It's the best little whorehouse. It's a good, yeah. Lettuce Eat. Spelled with the lettuce spelling, yes. Nincom Soup.
Yeah, but that's like...
It's a big stretch for it, yeah.
Oh, of course, it's Nincom Soup.
Yeah. Combing Attractions. Someone backlight that one.
I actually know a place called Coming Attractions.
Yeah, very different kind of grapes. Planet of the Grapes.
Grapes or grapes?
Grapes. Although grapes would work as well. Yeah.
Is that a grape shop?
It's a wine store.
What is that?
Cain and Abel, their mobility and healthcare. Yeah. I love that one. That's fucking brilliant. Someone's really sat down and thought that through.
Also my favourite buddy cop combo.
But the end is really sad. Last one. It's a falafel store. It's called Just for Laughs.
Yeah.
No. That's
not cool.
No.
Sorry,
right.
Yeah, give that clap. Sorry.
They did.
I just want to... You know.
It's a solid afternoon's Googling, and it's highly entertaining. Alright. Well, I feel like they're sufficiently warm, and they're ready for our first guest.
You know, like in a pool when one area's a bit warm, that's how they feel.
Cool. on that note...
Urine.
Yeah. Urine, guys, urine. He took it there. I got a clap. Yes! Thanks. So we're going to welcome to the stage our first guest for the evening. She's a wonderful comedian. She's all the way over from the States for the festival, so please make her feel very welcome. Miss Ariel Conversi!
Hey, there's so many mics, I don't know what to do. Oh, hey guys, how you doing? This is fun. I was very confused when he was like, hey, do you want to do this gig? It's at Luna Park. And I was like, you mean the scariest place in the entire world? And I was like, are we on the roller coaster? Like, what the fuck is this gig? This is much more reasonable than I expected. So well done. Didn't know what to think about. So I'm here from the U.S., hanging out, doing festival stuff. I used to live here in Melbourne, and I loved it. I loved it so much. And I totally would have stayed here forever, would have had no qualms about that. But a little secret I'll let you guys in on. Your government is not a huge fan of people living here forever. Just in case you didn't know that. I just get to come back for the festivals now, and I get to have like a whole year's worth of fun and condense it into about 3.5 weeks, and then I can just fuck off before any consequences can catch up. I have a lot of tram fines. They have these threats. They're like, we're gonna not let you come back into the country. And I'm like, what, are you gonna stand at the gate and be like, turn around? Yeah, right. Let's hope at least. Oh boy. It's gonna make next year's festival very uncomfortable. But oh, you guys are so lovely. This is so fun. So when I went back to the States, I moved to San Francisco. And has anyone here been to San Francisco? Anyone? One, two, yeah. Why didn't anyone fucking warn me? That place is a disaster. Oh my god, it's a nightmare. The things I saw living in San Francisco, like, I'm scarred for life. Like, I'll never be okay again. It changed me at a very core level. Like, it's a land of 1,000 smells, first of all. But it's like 998 kinds of medicinal marijuana, BO, and human excrement. Those are the options. And it's everywhere, like, and it's weird stuff happening. Like, if you had asked me maybe 6 months before I moved and they had been like, hey, in the next year, how many sets of, or how many, just not even sets, just how many human homeless man balls do you think you'll see in the next year? What do you think? I'd have gone, probably none. The answer was 7. And that's not sets of balls either, that's just balls. Maybe one guy had a bad accident, I don't know. I didn't ask, I didn't stick around. But I got to see one day, I was out in front of a gig, and I remember looking at the ground, and there was a word, and it just said, L-U-T-E-R. I don't know what that means. Looter? Can someone not spell? I don't know. What is this? And what made it interesting and worthy of my Instagram, at Ariel Conversi, you can follow me, was that it was written in human shit. San Francisco. So nice. I don't know for sure if it was human. I mean, it could have been from an animal. I don't know, I'm not a doctor, but I think that if it was from an animal, like a dog or something, it would be worse, I think. Because, no, come with me, because there's two situations. If it's in dog poo, some guy was just like, I'm so proud of you, little looter, I'm going to write your name in it, and just... Or, like, a dog did it himself in his own, and that's a whole other nightmare situation I'm not ready for. Like, if they can write, they can probably read, and if they can read, they can communicate, and if they can communicate, we're fucked, it's Planet of the Dogs, it's coming. I'm a cat person, I'm not ready for that. Oh. I love a good latecomer laugh, that's the best. I'm not ready for that, but I also, after moving back, got quite my life in order, which much to the disappointment of my comedy career, because nobody wants to hear jokes about that, right? Like nobody, like I've moved in, I'm in the States, and I like have like a nice apartment that I like a lot. I have a cat. His name is Max. He's got his own Instagram. You can follow him too. But he's great and he plays fetch and stuff. He's super sweet. And then I've got a partner and he's like loving and supportive. And he was like, oh, you're going to go to Australia for a whole month without me. Sounds like a good career move. See ya. Have fun without me. Look, he's very sweet even if he is a little dumb. But, you know, it's fine. But yeah, so nobody wants to hear those jokes though, because if you look at my life like 3 years ago, it was all like just, I was living in like a cool share house up in like Coburg, and like we were all artists, and I was making a living from my stand-up, which mostly meant that I ate beans, and exclusively beans. Not even toast, just beans. I was very thin. I was running an extremely successful catch and release dick program. Very successful, and it was all great, but now I'm in this situation where everything's like, most people are like, that's awesome, you got your life together, that sounds great, and I'm like, I have no jokes, I have nothing, so I just, you kind of like latch on to fucked things, like you just, I'm making decisions because they sound bad at this point, like on purpose. I was recently offered a gig at a place affectionately known as the Comedy Crack House. And that's because it's in a crack house. It's in Oakland. And I said, did you go to Oakland, either of the San Francisco visitors? It's always a no. Like, people are like, no, of course we didn't. Because places like the Comedy Crack House exist there. But whenever, and it's like in a seedy area, and it's always a fun gig, but it's always a little weird. I'm generally the most tonally different person. I'm the whitest girl in the ball. It's the best. But it's always a fun gig, but they're always getting there is always seedy. Because I'm small, and even though I'm American, I'm generally unarmed. I always have to think, like, what would I do if something went pear-shaped? Like, what would I do to defend myself? And I have to just kind of remember looking in my bag one day and just finding, like, a mostly empty bottle of kombucha. And that was it. Does everyone know what kombucha is? Who doesn't know? It's fine. It's essentially like a hippie booze. Don't ask why I was in my bag. No, it's like tea that's been fermented, I'm assuming in some guy's basement, like the same way, or in his bathtub, the way like bikies make meth, or or ecstasy, I don't know. But it's just like, it comes in like a really sturdy glass bottle, and it's like $6, but it has an unregulated amount of alcohol in it since it's fermented, and it helps my hangovers. I don't want to talk about my problems. But so I looked at it, and when you look at the bottle, it's got like, it's like made at home by GT Dave. Whoever the fuck that is. Just some guy in Berkeley, I don't know, but he's just, and it says things like, the ingredients, it's like, you know, like all organic lemon juice, black tea, raspberries, water filtered through some guy's dreads, but made with 100% pure love. So sweet. And I just kind of was thinking, like, how good the irony of killing someone with a bottle of pure love would be. That was all I could think of, like, how good the first day of jail would be. Like, when they kind of brought you on, they were just like, oh, like, because I would be going to jail, because it would be a vast overreaction to someone's, someone would just be like, hey, do you know where the bus is? And I'd be like, ah! Just glass the shit out of them, and then I'd just be carted away to jail. And they'd be like, oh, what are you in for? And I'd be like, oh, I iced a bitch with a bottle of pure love. It'd be great. I think that the rumors would spread. Kind of be like, no, she's crazy. Be careful. She'll love you to death. I just love that idea. How much longer do I have? I don't know. I didn't. I'll hang out for a minute. Cool. You guys get more. Bonus. Yeah. So, I said, I'm in this very upsettingly healthy and normal relationship at home, and right before I left, a particularly weird thing, I had a weird morning, I accidentally saw somebody masturbating. Now, don't panic, it wasn't just like a guy in a bush, he was just like, surprise! It was my partner, and he was in the shower, so better or worse, you decide. Because it changes how you look at someone a little bit. Like, that's a moment that they don't expect they're being looked at, and you don't expect to be looking at them, and it all comes together, and you don't know what to do. So I didn't know how to react. I didn't want to scream, and I didn't want to laugh. Because I feel like those are the two worst reactions to aim at a loved one's genitals. Like, fear or ridicule. Dicks are fragile. It might never work again. I don't know. So I just kind of, like, went, oops, sorry, and I got what I needed, and I ran out of there. And I also know that I'm the bad guy in this situation, like, 100%. Like, I just bust, like, I was just, like, in my house, like, I don't care, and just bang, knocked the door open, and it was all happening. But, like, a lot of elbows, but it was just, I didn't know what to do. And I planned on just treating it like I've treated all of my problems, like just pretending it didn't exist. I have excellent credit. But it's and a lot of tram fines. But so I just didn't want to, and he came out of the bathroom like super apologetic, and he was like, oh no, I'm so sorry. And I was like, wait, I did the bad thing. And he was like, no, I'm so sorry you had to see that. And I was like, yeah, me too. He's like, I don't want you to think that this is because I'm unhappy. It's not like we're not doing it enough or anything. And I was like, I never said that. Oh, also, this hand is because we do weird stuff. But, secret to a happy relationship. And I was like, no, it's fine. I do it too. I wait till the house is empty like a normal person. But you do it in the morning in the shower while Southern California's in a drought. Have fun. You get off of killing the environment. I'm not here to kink shame. That's fine. That's fine. But he just wanted to talk about it. I was like, I get it, it's fine. And I kind of got out of there. And I had lunch with a girlfriend that day. And obviously I told her. I mean, you're a room of strangers and a podcast. Of course I told her. I mean, I'm telling you. So I told her what happened. And she goes, oh no, you should be mad. I mean, was he even thinking about you? Fuck, I hope not. Oh my God. Jesus Christ. I mean, that is the move of a serial killer, 100%. Like, was he in the next room just like, she doesn't know. Yeah. Like, fuck. That's horrifying. That's the move of a man who wears human skin as an accessory. No. Couldn't do it. I was terrified. And so I just kind of was like, oh, fuck, that's... But I know if it was the other way around and, like, I got walked in on, and it just would be like a, oh, it's kind of cheeky. We fooled around in the morning, no big deal. There's no story. Because when girls do it, they're like, you're the best. Everyone's like, woohoo, you're so independent. But, like, when guys do it, they're like, you need to get your act together. Not you. I'm sure you're fine. I'm sure you're fine. I'm sure you're fine. But it's just such a weird thing. And, like, what, maybe it's because of how it looks. I don't know. Like, with girls, they're just like, oh, I've got all these candles. And Kenny G is on the radio. Like I said, I like weird stuff. And I was just like, oh, I know my body. I'm the best feminist. Like, with guys, like, it's like the rounded shoulders. And, like, it's like, oh, I have to work later. Ugh. Does it feel as sad as it looks? I don't know. I haven't got any answers. There's a lot of yeses happening, and I'm so sad for all of you. Oh my god. I guess that's the price of male privilege. Anyway, thank you so much.
I welcome back here, ladies and gentlemen.
Down now.
Oh yeah, take a seat. The best feminist.
I try.
How are you? Right?
I'm real good. I'm just really getting over my little gross festival flu right as it's over. Yeah. So excellent timing.
Oh man, it's a killer though, right?
It was horrific. I've gone 3 years without getting it whatsoever, and I was like, I think everyone's just dumb idiots. I don't know, this is not a real thing. And then I woke up and was like, oh, fuck, it's here. I broke into a coughing fit in the first, like, 4 minutes of my show the other night, and I just genuine concern from everyone. They were like, are you okay? I felt terrible.
Yes.
It was like, it's going to be all... It's gonna be a rough 50 minutes.
It's a performance art piece at that point. What show have you been doing?
I'm hosting all of the 5 for 5 showcases at the Imperial Hotel. Excellent. So there's stacks of really, really good shows on there. Like, I definitely swing by. You can do, like, just, like, a whole night of it, and just, it's super easy to just see a bunch of shows in one night.
Just
if you've been
long,
comedy
minutes.
Festival slackers, I'm sure you've been fine.
No, I doubt it. I'd say most of them have been quite slack.
I heard a guy at the little box office the other day walked up, and he goes, I'd like a ticket to the comedy festival, please. And she was like, okay, for what? And he's like, the comedy festival. Okay. I just said that. And she was like, oh, okay.
It's going to cost a lot.
Yeah, right? She's like, well...
That's thousands. Like,
easily.
Affluent gentleman. Just financing comedies like a philanthropist for comedies. Yeah. Like, I've got this, guys, don't worry.
None just like a lonely man at a strip club. Just like, one for you.
Fuck, that's a bold and ignorant statement, especially this far into the festival.
Yeah.
It's like a week left, and he's like, I would like the comedy festival, please!
Yep, or...
One ticket to the football.
All of it!
Well, that's good. We might do a little bit of fun with the... I looked up everyone's name before the show.
Yeah.
To see name meanings. I don't know if you... Have you looked up your own name before?
I think I have, but I don't know if I know what it is.
Your head. Yeah, that's right. It's an easy one. It's an old Hebrew name. It's actually a boy's name.
Chill.
Historically. And it means sprite or lion of God.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
good,
huh? The best pickup line anyone ever used to me, they were like, Errol, like from Shakespeare. And I was like,
nice.
Oh, just like, nice. Just nice. Like, you didn't say the mermaid.
That was my next
like,
point. That's a great Shakespeare pullback. That's the sprite from
the sprite
Tempest.
From, yeah, exactly. Yeah, Tempest. And they put me in the phone as Ariel Tempest. And
nice.
I was like, Marvelous!
Nice. Why'd you release him? He's
it's a long story. Catch and release, man. That's how it rolls. Catch and release.
We brilliant. I was going to say the most famous Ariel was The Little Mermaid, but no, that's
probably.
A, yeah, like just in terms of, the ones that I looked up, they were like millennial stars.
They're all new singers and stuff. And it makes me feel sad because they're all real famous and a tiny bit younger than me, so hate that.
Motherfuckers.
Wasting their life. Gotta love it.
It's fine. They'll all crash and burn in a fuel of heroin and puberty. It's fine.
With any luck. Yeah. With any luck.
Well, we might roll on with our next life. That's
definitely.
That's the perfect point to kill that conversation. So please, guys, welcome to the stage, your next act. He's a great comedian. I've seen him perform all over this country. You're going to love him. Mr. Angus Hodge, ladies and gentlemen. Hands up, hands up. Yes.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for being here. Oh, there that goes. All right, sweet. So that festival flu that Ariel was talking about, the one that fucks you up in your head, I got that. I got that now. I should be at home in bed. A professional would have cancelled. I am not that. That's where they could get me. I don't say this for any particular reason. It's going to be fine. I'm a very good comedian. But you might have to edit out some sniffles and some coughs.
I'm willing to do that for you.
Thanks. I'm willing to make you do that for me.
Then I change my mind.
I've also, as a result, put a lot of cough syrup into my face, so at any point I could lose my train of, that was a joke, anyway, made that up while I was drinking cough syrup, anyway, so Ariel talked about how we're in Luna Park, fucking weird, right, like why the fuck are we here, like why am I in St. Kilda right now, I don't know, right, but my phone is broken at the moment, so I didn't know what tram to get, so I asked a friend of mine if she could look it up on her thing, right, and she looked it up and she's like, yeah, you just get the 96, I'm like, sweet, get on the 96, then as I was on the 96, I freaked out a little bit, because I was like, fuck, what stop do I get off at? Don't need to worry, guys, Luna Park, real easy to spot, turns out. we don't have names, for the names, it's the loose theme of the podcast. I want to share this with you. I'm from Adelaide. I'm an Adelaide boy. I've been living there for about 2.5 years. And I love going back to Adelaide. I adore Adelaide. It's where all my friends are from. You look like I'm shitting your mouth, madam. Not an Adelaide fan? Or just, do you just have a fucked head? You're beautiful and one of these men should respect you greatly. Anyway. Or both of them at the same anyway. I am blaming all of this on the costume. Covered myself at the start. Woo! Actually, this isn't really, this is kind of off topic. This isn't what I was going to talk about at all. I got a message on Facebook the other day. I haven't told this on stage, so this is going on a podcast for, fuck, that's a good idea. Good. No one listens. These people are listening. And you have to edit it. So hopefully it's something. So I got a message on Facebook from a woman who had been to my comedy festival show. Now finished. You missed it. It was great. I got a message from this girl on Facebook which said, hey, I'm not sure if you remember me, but the other night, you called me a mole and told me to go fuck myself. And as you guys are aware, sometimes I speak without contemplating victims. I say stuff like that, like I don't mean it, I try and be fun, but give people a bit of a ribbon, you know, a bit of a ribbon. So I sent her back a message which said, you're going to have to remind me of the context of that comment. And I got a message back which said, sure, how about over a coffee? Oh. I'm going to get a coffee, but I'm terrified that I'll wear it. I think I'm going to go and just order us both iced coffees. Or if she insists on a hot coffee, just order her a hot coffee and me an iced coffee so she dashes it in my face, I can just cool myself down. No. Anyway, I'm from Adelaide. I was in a... Good. Also, the recommended dosage of cough syrup is like 10 mils at a time. Pussies. And they say no alcohol. What? I was in Adelaide, right? And I was in a cafe. You know, Adelaide, where I feel like a rock star. It's awesome. It's my hometown. I was in a cafe down the road from where I was staying. And I went in and I ordered a coffee. And the woman behind the counter wrote one of those little identifiers. One of those little identifiers, so they know who to bring the coffee out to, right? And rather than writing like tan pants or handsome as fuck, because please, she wrote as the identifier on my receipt, guy alone. What the fuck is that? obviously the first half. Guy, kind of what I'm going for, maybe not with the haircut at the moment, but alone, she's, like, what annoys me about that is that she didn't have time to think about that. I walked in and she was typing at the cash register, and I walked in and I went, one white please, and she went, yep, guy alone. That was it. That was the word association game that she decided to play with my head. Motherfucker's got 40 cats. That was it, right? But I had the receipt, right? And I was like, I'm going to bring this up, right? So she brings the coffee over, and I held up the receipt, and I went, guy alone? Really? Because it had time to calm down. Said that, and she went, oh, you weren't meant to see that. Which is not a fucking apology. Then she tried to take the receipt from me. Tried to put little grabby hands, take the receipt. I was like, no, this is mine. I get to keep this. This is going on Facebook, right? So I took a photo of it, put it up on Facebook, 100 likes, not important. And like 24 hours later, I got a notification from Twitter. Now, if you don't know how Twitter works, don't worry. Neither do I. That went bing, and I pressed on it, and it took me to this page, right? And the header to this page was tattooed Jim Wog, and her Twitter username was @wiggerbitch. And I realised that it was the girl from the cafe, right? And I scrolled down to figure out how it all come together, and there was a little tweet which read thusly. It said, man saw me write his identifier as guy alone in the cafe today, which is much better than what I was originally going to go with. Guy who looks high. You motherfuckers are not laughing enough. And then I scrolled down and I saw how it all come together, right? There was she posted a screenshot of the receipt that I put on Facebook, right? With this caption. This little caption. Friend of mine just sent me this. Apparently, he's some sort of low-key comedian. Who the fuck is this human? Why does she want to hurt me? And I was hurt, obviously. Obviously, I was very hurt, because that's a hurtful thing to say to someone, right? But, like, there was a big part of me, like as a writer, that was, like, very impressed. Because she destroyed my life in two tweets and a receipt. It's not a lot of fucking words, guys. No, you can clap, it's fine. Sorry. Good enough, alright. She's not wrong though, guy alone, it's not unfair. I found this out recently. I found out that my ex-girlfriend is into girls now, both sexually and exclusively, which is great. I think that's awesome. I think it's 2016, we can be what we want to do. Yeah, like rock and roll, fuck it. But I had a guy I know come up to me and say this. He comes up to me and he goes, Hey, hear your ex-girlfriends into girls now. How bad must you be at sex? You turned her. Which is not only like a crazy, horribly old-fashioned and out-of-line thing to say, but I'm pretty sure that's not how it works. You know, I'm pretty sure you don't have one bad fuck and then go and bat for the other team. Because the thing about that, right, is that everyone in this room has... You look young. How old are you?
17.
Most of the people in this room... maybe all of them... I don't know what the kids are up to these days. Fuck. Everyone in this room has, at some point, had bad sex. That's how it works. It's nature. It's law of the jungle, right? But the other side of that coin is that everyone in this room has, at some point, been the worst sex that someone's ever had. You fuckers are lying to yourselves. It's not fine. It's law of the jungle. It's just something that happens, right? Imagine if every time you had a bad fuck, you got on the other bus. People would be peeing and pulling back and forth. It'd be anarchy. I would have started off straight, gone to gay, and come back again a few times. Ridiculous, right? But all things being equal, let's be fair. Let's play devil's advocate here for a minute. Let's assume that it was me, that it was sex with me that turned my ex-girlfriend. Again, great, because I don't think you're made gay by something that happens to you. I think you're born a certain way and you express whatever it is that's in your heart, you know? So what that says to me is that having sex with me just makes you be whatever you always wanted to be. Isn't that a comforting thought? Nice. Fucking me is like a motivational speech. Forget spending $180 on a self-help seminar. Just buy me a beer after the show, sir. Take you around two? Yeah. I don't hold your fingers like that when you say... It's fine, we'll go around into the alley and sort your life out. But no one ever points out the other great things that women I've slept with have gone on to do. That sort of annoys me about it. No one's coming up to me going, hey, remember that girl you fucked who's a vegan now? No. No one's coming up to me going, hey, remember that girl you slept with who went back to university and completed her degree? No one's coming up to me going, hey, remember that girl you fucked who fulfilled her lifelong dream of being a single mother? I want to think of it this way, right? Imagine if you come around to my house for dinner and I make you a meal, right? I make you a nice meal. And for dessert, I give you a paddle pop, right? And you don't like paddle pops. It's not my problem, you know? Doesn't make me a bad chef. Some people just don't like their ice cream on a stick. You know what I'm saying? Some people prefer to eat it straight out of the tub. It's like my dad used to say, do whatever makes you come. Well, close on this, but I just want to tell you that, like, you guys have been great, but the best reaction I ever had to a joke was when I said that do whatever makes you come line when I was in Adelaide last time, right? And there were these three, like, Northern English guys in the front row, and when I said that line, one of them turns to the guy next to him and goes, his dad, proper lad. Fantastic. You guys are wonderful. Thanks so much. Cheers.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen.
I managed to stifle my coughs until after I'd finished with the jokes.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate it.
I'm a big boy.
We're all proud of you. We're all very proud of you.
My parents are anyway.
So you had your show Guy Alone.
Yes.
Yeah.
See,
impossible.
Can we shuffle? Because now that we don't need this... Yeah, we don't need the stage.
Yeah, space. I don't want you close to me. You're going to get me sick again.
I'm just going to sit
this is now very odd. Cool this is fine. Perfect.
Great. I feel like it was like we were marriage counselors there for a minute, and they had to like we were making them look into each other's eyes or something gay like that. I don't know.
Oh boy.
Hi guys. How are we?
We'll just let those ones hang.
Cough syrup.
It's like a scissor.
I was going to say, it was a nice segue into the importance of names in festivals. Because I feel like a festival name, like a show, a name show can make or break you, really. People will come to you, sort of, people who don't know you, they'll take a chance on a show with a name that they think is funny or is intriguing based on the write-up in the name, but they won't even get to the write-up if the name's not something that they don't latch on to.
So I think we just have to be good at comedy.
Also.
It definitely doesn't
really. That was a foot in the door, but then you just don't be shit.
Ideally, that's the goal, but you know, we've seen those shows.
I've seen a lot of terrible great name shows.
Yes,
that's fair. Yeah. Name and shame. Exactly. Who was it that you?
Five for five.
Oh.
The night I was on because I was bad.
He was trying
to fucking come back.
An attempt at self-redemption.
Yeah, right. It didn't work. You're a bitch, anyway. Stick to
they
rhino.
Love
stick
me.
To rhino. You're a bitch. You're all dicks. Oh, fuck.
The other night we had Dave Callan on, Clang, and he decided to... That was new name dropping. He decided to try to make some jokes about, like, whatever, she's got shit mermaid hair and shit blah blah blah. That's my best Callan impression. And and immediately the audience was like, if you're going to be mean to her, we don't like you. Like, it felt so good. I was so came back out and I was like, I'm so proud of all of you. You're all my favorites.
What I love about that story is that it started with a name drop and ended with you talking about how much the audience loved you.
I know.
So good.
You dropped a name just so you could be like, they hated you.
Yeah. We're good friends. It was mostly like, he's like an important person and they still liked me better. I felt very, it's my highlight of my festival, please. Thank you. Take it from me.
Isn't it kind of like taken as read that you just hate important people anyway?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, they're important. Don't like them.
Yuck.
Fuck off.
Yuck.
Nelson Mandela, you know, anyway. The man was a terrorist, anyway.
What do you have to admit about that? Seamless.
Nelson Mandela, also a name.
Have you ever looked up your name,
Angus? Google all the time.
Yeah.
I am not the first result. I am. I'm real good. But there's like this kid in the fucking UK, I was going to say the States,
yeah.
And I was just angrily gesticulating as you...
Most of your problems are my fault.
Yeah. There's this kid in, like, the UK called Angus Hodge, who's, like, this tubby kid who does kickboxing. And people filmed it and put it on YouTube. So when I'm trying to, like, look for videos of me, it's just this fat kid... Kicking shit, I don't know.
I always lose out too. There's a baseball player called Matt Harvey, and he's very well revered and well loved. And there's a UK poet and there's a UK comedian called Matt Harvey.
Oh no!
Yeah, I have no chance of ever being Googled to get a name change.
You don't know how many times I've been excited at your contract extension with the Rangers.
Yeah.
I'm like, listen, Matty! I realize that, oh, that's right.
I know you've been killing it in London, man. So.
I mean, I do well overseas. Yeah, that's in London. They don't like me. They don't like my style. I did look up your name as well, Angus. Do you know what Angus means?
No.
It means one. It's an old Gaelic name, which means one, which I thought was highly appropriate for your show title.
Thank you
oh
for telling
God,
me.
Oh my God, it's all coming together.
Thank you for telling me that after my show's over. Real helpful.
Slip
that in, yeah.
Still alone.
Even a loner.
Still a guy.
That's all right. We're nearly there. Who do you think the most famous Angus is?
Probably Angus Young, AC/DC.
Yeah,
that's
what I found.
Interesting fact. It's not, but I share a birthday with Angus Young.
Do you?
Entirely coincidentally.
Yeah.
Because my
parents put a lot of effort into this. Yeah, of
course.
If they do this, this is
going to
be the best prank ever.
Yeah.
Also.
They're like, March 31st, end of June, go, go, go.
Also,
my dad just mounting in my mind.
Oh, God,
back in black
is doing?
Oh. It's a long way to the highway to hell, anyway.
Who is Angus Young?
He is the singer.
Yeah. Oh, I should have known that. That is not just Australian lore. That is real life stuff. All right, yes.
What did you think those puns I was making were? Were you just like...
I blacked out. I was like... Do
you want some cough syrup? It's real good.
Wow, his dad does it to
AC/DC
all the time.
I thought maybe that was popular.
Yeah,
look, whatever.
I think that's a perfect note to end it on.
Thank you
so much, Aaron Converti, Angus Hodge.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Wonderful. Thank you
very much. Thank you all for coming here.